Blog Talk Radio.
Can also join us in the mental house and where we delve into some of these subjects and titles a little bit on a little bit more depth or deeper scale. Hopefully I will get my co-host or co-host to join me tonight, somebody that has a lot of experience with mental health issues, and most of us do actually. In the black community, it's nothing. I always say the hood is like an insane asylum without bars. A lot of people get angry when I say that. I don't understand why, because the shit that goes on in the hood is just incredible. In fact, I was looking out the window today, and I saw some crazy random stuff that was so insane. I saw a young lady, and this young lady was fairly young, and when I say young, I would say she had to be in between the ages of, I'm going to say, between the ages of 16 and maybe 25, you know, because it's hard to tell nowadays, really. It's really hard to tell. But I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that this person was probably about anywhere from about 16 years old, again, to about 25. And what I saw was so amazing, I was pretty much in shock. I saw a person that was walking down the street, and all this person had on was stockings and a little T-shirt. It didn't cover her behind. So even though I'm saying T-shirt, it was a short T-shirt that only went to her hips. And she had stockings on, but the stockings had maybe a dark panel at the top, and they were just sheer see-through panties. Now, I can't understand for the life of me why in the world a person would walk down the street with that type of shit on. And first of all, I'm wondering where the police were, because they should have arrested her and made sure she was given a straight path to Maine Mental Health. That did not happen, which was very surprising for me, because that is what should have happened. She should have been picked up, taken to the damn crazy house. Okay? All right. Didn't happen, and I had to sit there and watch this lady walk down the street with some damn tights on. It was incredible. But that is what happened. And I can't make this shit up, really. I the reason why I'm kind of staying on this mental health kick, looks like we got another call coming in. This might be our co-host sitting here from the area code 414. I'm going to check in and see if this is my co-host. If they are out there, again, if y'all want to join the conversation, we would love to have you. Give us a call at 310-982-4136. Again, if you want to join us in this conversation on this evening where we're talking mental stuff, give us a call. That number, again, is 310-892-4136. And I'm here with somebody from the 414 area code. Are you there, caller? Or is my co-host?
Yes.
Are you there?
Hi.
Hey.
Yes.
How are you doing? Can
Hi.
You hear me?
Yes,
can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Great. I've been having a little great. We've been waiting. This is great, y'all, because this is our co-host giving us a call in. Glad you could be with us, M. Brown. Glad you out there this evening. It's always good to have you give
okay.
us some of your insightful thoughts and some of your great life experiences and share some of your words of wisdom with us. We always love it. We can get you on the air. So thanks for joining us tonight.
Okay. So,
what's been up?
What we're talking about is the mental deficiency of people that seem to have a name for, like, schizophrenia and bipolar, and I come
mm-hmm.
from a family that have those deficiencies. And
what's that again?
Including myself.
Okay.
Well, I'm diagnosed as major depression, and my
okay.
daughter is diagnosed as bipolar, and I have a daughter that was not diagnosed, the youngest one, but she has
okay.
a son that is diagnosed with schizophrenia. I had
okay.
never dealt with the schizophrenia before,
mm-hmm.
and it's a real terrible disorder that I find.
Okay.
I also
okay. What would you say that separates schizophrenia from the rest of it? Why would you say that that's a little bit more a different
because,
type of disorder?
It's the voices And I'm finding out that each person that has it, it doesn't affect them the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people
okay.
are chronic, and others it's maybe mixed strain, and some it's not as bad. But
okay.
each one of these disorder is. It's not an educational program to educate the people that they have this disorder. Most of
okay.
the program is the program that supports the pharmaceutical with the drugs. Do assessment with the person to find out maybe what type of medication they should be on. I don't find that to be out here. None of it is one of the programs that's supposed to be a key program, number one program mm-hmm. for protection. They could refer to mental ill, but I have not been able to find the word mental ill in a dictionary as yet. I find mental deficiency.
That's interesting. Very interesting. Well, let me ask you a question. What would be the signs? I mean, if I was experiencing a depression or, what's the difference? I mean, in terms of what are the symptoms that I would know that a family member or myself or, my loved one was suffering some type of mental illness that was hurting them.
Well, that's one of the things that I don't think have not been noticed yet, as of yet. I saw on television a while back, a few years back, where they talked mm-hmm. about parents having children that had, out-of-control behavior and stuff like that. And they
okay.
say it's a 10-year period for that. But I didn't understand what they were talking about at the time.
Uh-huh.
And then I was going to St. Cloud State University, which I was studying about the frontal lobe of the brain. How if it's
the frontal lobe, the frontal lobe of the brain? Okay.
Yes. How
okay.
if it's not developed fully, the effect that it have on a person's behavior. So
okay.
most of the parents doesn't know that children have this type of disorder. They just think it's bad behavior, especially a
wow.
strike family. Yeah,
wow.
especially a strike family. So we contribute to it. The doctors say that bad parenting don't have anything to do with it, but I disagree with them because if a parent doesn't know that you're suffering from this disorder, and they think you're just being a bad child, a bad disobedient child, and then now you are punished, corporal punishment is put upon you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think it affects the person even more.
Right.
Because they
are
already going through a period that they don't know what's going on with them, like I
That's
was
true.
when I was down there. But my diagnosis, I think, was misdiagnosed. I think I had Alexis instead of major
okay.
depression. Major depression, we all have if you live in a society that people live in and you feel like you are trapped in
absolutely.
In a box.
Absolutely. Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Because everybody on... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to let the callers know out there, we're talking with our co-host, and she's explaining a little bit about schizophrenia and major depression and how mainstream and most clinical diagnoses lead us to a road of mostly drugs as opposed to really delving into what is the effects.
Right.
And this is what you can join us right now at this moment while we're still on, and that number is 310-982-4136. I see you out there, area code 608, area code 912. If you guys want to say something, just hit on the green button, and I will gladly, or just hit the initially on this conversation. Again, the number is 310-982-4136, and I'm talking with my co-host, Maddie Brown, and we're just discussing the symptoms and some of the things that they have in place when people are diagnosed with a severe mental issue. I'm sorry, Maddie, just go ahead and continue. If you can remember where you left off at, I certainly can, but go ahead. You know, you were saying how a lot of times go ahead.
And I feel that the system observes your behavior and names some of these disorders after them, more or less diagnosing you with them. Because it's a behavior disorder more than anything else. I'm not saying some people doesn't need medication, but what I'm saying is we need a program to unlearn the bad behavior that have been learned.
Absolutely.
I feel that's the failure of our system. Because they know it's learned behavior. You can't convince me they don't know this. I know it. And I don't have the degree that they have.
I agree.
You know,
so
why don't we have a program? Why don't we have a program that group families members can meet up with? You know, not just that
else.
They do have them.
Something else that you said just along that line, what you said, learn behavior. And when you said that, it just triggered off something in my mind right away. Because, we have a lot of, when you said behavior, we have a lot of characterological disorders. And I think that people say, well, what the hell is that? I mean, it's just like bad character. When you've been allowed to get away with bad behavior for such a long time, behavior problems, then people are quick to put a label on you and say that, this person is this, this person is that, and it's that. But sometimes some of this shit is just bad behavior. And it has never been addressed because the people that were given the responsibility to address it, they asses had bad behavior too. So how can the blind lead the blind that they both end up in a ditch? And a lot of times, especially in black families, it's like, we can't really say what's depressing us. Or a lot of times it's the stuff on our job. A lot of times it's the stuff where we live. It's just society in whole in general. We don't have the freedom to speak, most of us. I'm not saying all of us. A lot of us don't have the freedom to speak the way we would like to, so we suck up all of this crazy definition of us that's given to us by society at large, who are saying we are a certain way and putting us in a certain label. And then when some of us, if we think about it, our families just passed on bad behavior to us. And once we learn better behavior, and we start correcting it, we start realizing that, I don't know if it hadn't got too far out of hand. I'm not saying that there's not some people with legitimate mental illnesses. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's an overdiagnosis. And some, to me, in my opinion, some people just have real, real, real bad character as well, and we've been allowed to get away with that. But that has become emotional problems. That has become, you could be allowed to get away with certain bad behaviors for so long that it becomes part of your behavior, your mental state. Would you like to address that? What I'm trying to say?
Right. But when you look at our history and see where we come from, American blacks sold into slavery and beating and demeaning until we accept the fact that this was the right way, which we know is the wrong way. And we pass this down to our children from generation to generation. A good ass whooping solved the problem. But, the proof of a good ass whooping we see most of our children in the penitentiary or in the graveyard.
Wow.
So
wow.
How can you use that as a mean of fact? It's a mean
absolutely.
Of ignorance that,
that's right.
That Americans seem to be teaching out here. So
and you know black people say
I
that in a minute, though. You know black people say that in a minute. Ain't nothing wrong with it. They just need a good ass whooping.
Well, that's because they got a good ass whooping. They ancestors got a good ass whooping 3, 4, 5
mm.
times a day. I mean, if you look at slavery and how peoples were treated at the time by the ignorant white, you can understand how we treat each other today. Because we have the same mentality that the ignorant white man had when he taught us and when he beat it into our mind that this was the way of life. And we can't seem to forget that, you know, for whatever reason it is. And that's one of the main problems that I feel mental deficiency comes from, you know, that we don't want to own up to
What about all the medication they put these people on? You think that that's
yeah.
a good thing?
And if you notice, most of the people that have a problem, that's not recognized they have this problem, nor will they own they have this problem. You know, and that's
right.
how society is. They will not own that they created this problem.
Wow.
You know.
Wow.
So how do we get out of this situation? You know, how do we get
right.
out
of this? They're not going to admit that they created the problem, right? They're not going to admit that they created the problem. So why do you got people taking medications on a self-created problem that, so now you give them a solution to a problem that you created. And the problem that you give them and the solution that you give them is medication. Wow.
Yeah, this is, and the medication is disfigure you. It created high blood pressure, it created diabetes, it created high blood sugar or low blood sugar. It has suicide effects. You name it, it goes on and on. It goes on and on. And the medication is not the solution. Because even
right.
if someone taking medication, they still have to they have to learn the behavior. Their bad behavior has
mm-hmm.
to be unlearned to a good behavior.
Right.
Which, for some reasons, white society does not want to supply that type of service to us. For whatever reason it is.
Well,
you know, you got one on one.
Kids on this stuff, they put a little bitty 6-year-old, 7-year-old on this medication. All types of psychotropic drugs for these little kids, and they're being told that these kids are hyperactive or they are imminent or predisposed to be, you know, what they call it, ADHD or ADD is what they call it, whatever, yeah, ADD, and attention deficit. And then they put them on some type of medicine, and some of these children are just like babies, and their bodies are and organs are still developing. And then they're giving them these psychotropic drugs for some. I always say ADD is ain't no daddy at home disorder. Just like Dr. Umar Johnson, you got no daddy at home. Most of the time, if you don't have a positive, constructive man lead his children in a constructive, positive way, then that's what the kid gonna act out as. But our children, bingo, and I'm not saying that white children are not either, but I'm just speaking really for our children, and we're just giving these damn drugs. And these little bodies can't handle all this stuff. And it's gonna not only that, it's gonna make them sterile when they get older. It's gonna do all types of things for them, but I just don't really think that we're really taking it serious when we put our children on this stuff. You know, because they are. They're prescribing the medications that are very, very strong and messing up their little organs.
Right.
And that I know for sure.
Well, you know, I think you remember, maybe, because you remember my daughter, my oldest daughter. Mm-hmm. She's a small frame person, but with being diagnosed as bipolar and the medication they give her, she weighed about 130 pounds throughout her young adult life. But since she's been on this medication, she has gained weight up into 300 pounds. You know, and
I can't believe that.
And the effect of it having on her nerve system, that it makes her jump when she's talking. She studied moving her body and stuff that she didn't do. So that is the medication is more harmful to a person. My younger sister diagnosed as bipolar, and Selquel that my oldest daughter and my younger sister was taking caused diabetes, heart failure, and all of that. My younger sister had a double bypass from the Selquel. And while she was in the hospital, with her being bipolar, they give her the Selquel. And when she had the double bypass, I went there and was with her. I stayed in the hospital with her. And her behavior is the mood swing. You know, she can snap on you in a minute for no reason. So she was doing this to the nurses, so the doctor ordered her Selquel early in the afternoon. Once they gave her the Selquel, her blood sugar jumped up and went out of control. So I asked the doctor, why would you do this?
So I'm taking Selquel?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, on that Seroquel note, we are going to end, and I know it seems like whenever we get together and the conversation gets so intrigued, we start running up on that mark where we got to shut the program down, and that's what's killing me.
Okay.
So we're going to beg you, to let's do this again, and let's do it tomorrow so we can complete this story, so we can hear about this Seroquel and your sister, and not only that, the other medications that were prescribed to your daughter. I guess she was on this Seroquel as well, that was weighing 130 pounds and now went up to 300. We really need some time to explore some of these things, and also the Ritalin and the Risperdal that that are being administered to our young men, because I had to administer these drugs to children in the group home. And I hate that when we start getting good into our conversation, of course, we are getting to the point where we come to the end of the show. So what I'm going to do is, y'all that's out there, I hope y'all like the information. If you do, just join us again tomorrow. We are going to get in and have a part three of this conversation. It's never ending. So we just going to start calling them fireside chats. We're not even going to put a part on it no more. We're just going to start calling them fireside chats. How that sound to you, Batty?
It sounds great to me, because this is a field of work that I want to go into. Because a lot
and
of people
just
not understanding.
And that's exactly
people,
what I'm
you know.
Saying. If we can just go from this point right here, when you saying that, I gotta finish this Seroquel question, this thing off, because we're gonna go off the live stream, but we're gonna continue. There's a few people who are still hanging on, but so I've got to continue to hear about this sister of yours that was getting her blood pressure went all crazy now because of this Seroquel. Now, can you go back with that?
And when it went up, I asked the doctor, why would they give her a medication that can create a condition for the rest of her life, like diabetes?
Mm-hmm.
But the doctor's thing was, her behavior was more important than the diabetes. My grandson.
Are you kidding me?
No. My grandson, they gave him, he had brain surgery from Seroquel. And we're going to talk about this, because I'm going to tell you how people are making money off of these people that giving them medication that create this. that my sister and my daughter got paid. My sister got paid a little bit more money than my daughter did because she had heart surgery. But she still suffered with the problem.
Oh, my God. And the young man had brain surgery because of it?
My grandson had brain surgery because Seroquel also caused bleeding in the brain.
Y'all out here, all of y'all that's under the sign of our voice, we are going to shut this conversation down, and I expect every one of y'all to be back here tomorrow to listen to this program, to hear what we're saying, and to let you know just what our health and mental health institutions have become. They have become synagogues and cesspools of drug dealing.
Modern day slavery.
Absolutely. So what we're going to do is we got a commitment already from M. Brown. Ms. Brown going to join us again tomorrow. We're going to set the time in, and if y'all go to Blog Talk Radio and To Liberate, you will definitely see the second, the third, and the fourth part of this program because we're going to be discussing this. And we're going to start to get to the bottom of it. And when you start telling somebody in your family, because all of y'all know somebody that's on that or been on it or they're trying to continue to put them on it, you better think about it. And just, you know, be armed with information because we're going to try to bring it to you. Is that right, Maddie?
Okay. That's right. That's right.
All right.
I come from a family of mental issues.
Okay. And you are sitting here giving us knowledge and enlightening us about what this stuff is really all about in terms of being getting a diagnosis and in terms of being administered medication. So I appreciate you being here tonight, sister, and I look forward to us doing the same thing tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, guests. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all out there. Y'all have a great night. And we'll see you next time on To Liberate. Good night.
All right. Good night.
I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what that magic stuff is because it ain't